Good evening. Welcome to our Wednesday evening service. Blessing to have you with us as we continue our journey through the Gospel of John. What a blessing the book has been. We're in John chapter 6 this evening, where Jesus Christ outlines the Father's will for mankind. So we're going to begin where we left off last week at verse 38 in John chapter 6. The Bible says, For I came down from heaven not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. And this is the Father's will which hath sent me, that of all which he hath given me I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. And this is the will of him that sent me, that every one which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. The Jews then murmured at him, because he said, I am the bread which came down from heaven. And they said, Is not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How is it then that he saith, I came down from heaven? Jesus therefore answered and said unto them, Murmur not among yourselves. No man can come to me except the Father which hath sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. It is written in the prophets, And they shall be all taught of God. Every man therefore that hath heard and hath learned of the Father cometh unto me. Not that any man hath seen the Father, save he which is of God, he hath seen the Father. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. So Jesus here, in a number of occasions, talked about the will of God, and so that is our title. This is the Father's will. Let's pray. Lord, I pray for wisdom and for you to speak to our hearts through your powerful word this evening and teach us and grow us. We are so grateful for this opportunity to look into your word together. Commit it to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. So I'd like to just outline tonight what God is telling us is his perfect will for mankind. And he lays that out for us. It all started with verse 38. And that is that Jesus came down. So when we're talking about the will of God for man in this age, the first thing that was important is that it's God's will that the Lord Jesus Christ came to earth as a man. If you would look over at 1 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16, the Bible talks about this. We call it the incarnation, or God becoming a man. So over in 1 Timothy, look at chapter 3 and verse 16. The Bible says, And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the Spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory. So notice the Bible says God was manifest in the flesh. God's will for mankind in this age began with the incarnation, with Jesus Christ choosing to come to earth as a man, as we will see, that he might save mankind from their sins. Verse 39 is the second part of God's will. He says, This is the Father's will which hath sent me, that of all which he hath given me I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. Notice it says, All that he hath given me. The Heavenly Father draws man to himself through the Holy Spirit, and that is God's will, is that man is drawn to God, drawn to the gospel, drawn to Jesus Christ as the Savior. Now, man often rejects that pulling of the Holy Spirit, because he has seared his conscience. But this is the Father's will, that we all find Jesus Christ. He told us last week in verse 37, All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and he that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. Notice he keeps saying that the Father giveth me. It is the Father through the Holy Spirit who draws man to himself and is involved in our salvation and us accepting the gospel of Jesus Christ. There's another verse on this great truth, 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 25, if you turn over there. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 25. Notice the Bible says, In meekness instructing those that oppose themselves, if God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth. So notice God's involvement there in our repentance to the acknowledgement of the truth. So we're talking tonight about God's will for man. It started with Jesus Christ coming to earth, that God became a man. And then the Bible talks about how the Father draws us to himself. Back in John In verse chapter 6 again, look at verse 44. No man can come to me except the Father which hath sent me draw him. So there we see it again. God draws us to himself. The day that you got saved, if you're born again, God drew you to himself through the Holy Spirit's conviction when you heard the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so that is the second part of God's will. Now the third part of God's will is in verse 40, and that is that we believe on the Lord. Notice he says, and this is the will. So this is the third time now that he's talked about the will of God. He mentioned the will of God in verse 38, the will of God in verse 39. Here in verse 40, this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life. So we're talking about not God's will for man. Jesus Christ came down that God's will for man might be accomplished, which is salvation. Then the second thing we see is God draws us to himself through the gospel of Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. The third thing that happens, if it goes the way it's supposed to go, and it's according to God's perfect will, is that man believes, that we believe on Jesus Christ. After we've been drawn by the Holy Spirit, as it says there in verse 40, that everyone that seeth the Son and believeth on him, so that we would believe on Jesus Christ. And this is the third part of God's will for man. Notice it says in verse 47, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. So that we be drawn to him and that we believe the gospel of Jesus Christ. And of course, when we do, praise God, we are saved. So again, over in chapter 3 of John, look at verse 36. The Bible says here in John chapter 3, verse 36, he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. So it's God's will that man believe on Jesus. And this is the third thing in this passage, that God came to earth as a man, that he draws us to himself, and that we believe the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, if we do believe the gospel of Jesus Christ, then the first thing that happens is we come to the Lord. Notice verse 45 of our passage. It is written in the prophets, and they shall be all taught of God. Every man, therefore, that hath heard and hath learned of the Father cometh unto me. So we hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. We believe it. And what do? We come to Jesus. We come unto him. And that is God's will for us, that we come to Jesus Christ. Notice John chapter 5, if you would, just one chapter back, in verse 40. Ye will not come to me that you might have life. This coming to Jesus, that is when we exercise our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior. It's one thing to believe information about Jesus. It's another thing to hear the gospel, to believe it's true, and then to place our faith in Jesus Christ and to come to him. And that is what God's will is for man, that we come to Jesus Christ. Again, in chapter 6, verse 37, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me. So far we've seen that the first four steps of God's will, according to this passage, is number one, God became a man that he might save us. Number two, then the Holy Spirit draws us to him through the gospel of Jesus Christ. Number three, we believe the gospel of Jesus Christ. And then number four, we come to Jesus. And we find that Jesus is the answer and we are saved. We receive eternal life. Notice what he said, you will not come to me. And that is the fifth thing that we see here in this passage, is when we come to Jesus Christ, we receive eternal life. We are given the gift of eternal life. The Bible says the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord, in Romans chapter 6 and verse 23. The Bible says in 1 John 5:11, this is the record that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. 1 John 5:11 and 12. So God's will is that we are drawn by the Holy Spirit to the Father through the gospel of Jesus Christ. We believe on Jesus Christ. We come to Jesus Christ. And when we come to Jesus Christ, we receive eternal life. And that's what the Gospel of John, that's the primary focus of John, is believing and receiving eternal life. And this is what God's will is for each one of us, is that we believe on Jesus Christ and we come to Jesus Christ and we therefore will receive, as we see in this passage, verse 40. This is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son, believeth on him, may have everlasting life. So praise the Lord, everlasting life. So what's the last thing in God's will? Verse 39, at the end of the verse, but should raise it up again at the last day. The last part of God's will for man, after we receive eternal life, the last part hasn't happened yet. Everything else that we've read, for those of us who are born again, has already occurred in our Christian lives. But the last thing is that we will be raised up at the last day. We'll be part of the resurrection. We will get to go to heaven and get a new body. At the end of verse 40, he says it again, and I will raise him up at the last day. So God's final step, if you will, is that we spend eternity with him in a new body. Go to John chapter 11 and verse 25, where the Bible tells us, Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And he that liveth and believeth in me shall never die. God says that we will spend eternity with him. And if you go to Philippians chapter 3, the Bible says that we will get a new body. Of course, this part of our salvation is not completed yet. We talked about this on Sunday morning in Romans 6, but notice Philippians chapter 3, verse 21, who shall change our vile body that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body. So God summarizes, if you will, his will for man in this passage. And remember, 2 Peter 3, 9 is kind of a summary statement. Let's turn over there. We're talking about God's will. This is the Father's will. That's our title this evening. Notice 2 Peter 3, 9. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing. There it is again. Not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. That's God's perfect will, is that every single human being come to repentance and receive Jesus Christ as Savior. That is God's perfect will for you. If you're not saved, he wants you saved. If you are saved, praise God. Tell others how they can be saved. So he has summarized for us in this passage tonight his perfect will for man. It starts with Jesus coming down from heaven, verse 38. Then the Father draws us to himself, as we saw there in verse 37 and verse 39. Then we read in verse 40 that we believe on him, that we believe on Jesus Christ. And we saw it also in verse 42. I didn't point that one out, but look at John chapter 6 and verse 42, where he emphasizes his deity. Notice he said there, they said, is not this Jesus the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How is it then that he saith, I came down from heaven? By making that statement, he is, again, verifying his deity. But the Bible says the third thing that happens, we believe on Jesus Christ. The fourth thing that happens, as we saw there in verse 45, is we come to him. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and he that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. Once we come to him, the fifth thing that happens is that we receive eternal life, which is, again, the main focus of the Gospel of John, that when we believe on Jesus Christ, we receive eternal life. And then the sixth thing that happens, which again hasn't been completely fulfilled yet, is that we will one day be with him. As he says in verses 39 and 40, I will raise it up again at the last day. Verse 40, I will raise him up at the last day. So our salvation will be completed when God gives us a new body and we get to spend forever with him in heaven. And that is God's will for man. Good summary statement there in verse 47. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath, present tense, hath everlasting life. Has there been a time in your life when you have placed your faith in Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit drew you through his gospel, and you recognize that Jesus is the only answer, and you repented, and you put your complete faith and trust in him and came to him? I hope so. And if there has, the Bible says you have received, present tense, everlasting life. And like Jesus said in John 11, you can never die. If that's happened for you, praise God. We can look at this passage and say, this was God's plan, but praise God it was God's plan. God didn't have to do it this way. He could have said, all of you are going to go to hell because you've broken my laws. No, instead, he loved us so much that he came to earth as a man, that he might die and rise again and offer us eternal life through what he did. So let's finish in 1 John 3, if we could. And just to be reminded that this was the manifestation of God's love for man, was that he came to earth to die for us. Notice 1 John chapter 3 and verse 16. The Bible says, "Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren." So notice it says we can perceive, or we can recognize or see the love of God when we look at the fact that God himself laid down his life for us. That is the ultimate and most beautiful manifestation of the love of our Creator, is Calvary. So God has revealed his will here very clearly. Jesus said, this is God's will. He's in the middle of a discourse about the bread of life, which we'll talk more about next week. But in the midst of that, he says, God's will is that I came to earth, and that man might believe on me, and man might come to me and might receive eternal life, and one day be raised up at the last day to spend forever with me. So, praise the Lord, this is the Father's will. And I hope that this passage will be a blessing to you. And Lord willing, we'll see you again on Sunday morning at 10 o'clock for our study through the doctrines of salvation, where we look at the doctrine of substitution. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for your word again, and for revealing these beautiful truths unto us this evening. And I pray there'll be an encouragement and a blessing to our hearts. Lord, anyone listening who's not born again, may they realize they, as Jesus said, they must be born again. May they recognize their need and come to Jesus Christ and receive him and receive eternal life. Thank you for your word and for blessing our hearts through it this evening. We love you and pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen.